Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And a howdy, good morning. Jackson here, looking at the world from a cold place. El Paso, a little bit chilly this morning. Melissa's got a sick animal on her hands, and that's where she'll be apparently for a while today. We're looking at all kinds of history, as always, and what we're going to do today is talk about it as we normally do, because Texas history does begin in El Paso. And that's one reason this radio show does happen and does have its success that it does. They say the ratings here are pretty good because people in El Paso want to hear their history, and I had to dig into that and think about it. What happened to me? I didn't learn my history. I went through all the grades in El Paso, 1 year of college at UTEP, left town thinking, well, I don't know what happened here. Nobody told me anything. And I found out that it's just not taught in the public school. So if you find somebody that knows their history in El Paso, they either went out of their way to get that history on their own, or they probably went to a private school or were homeschooled. And the reason I know that is because we sell our DVDs to those people. If you want to learn some history, we got that figured out on the DVDs. But you can find us, as always, on KTSM AM 690 right here. But if you have a friend or two out there, and maybe you've already told them and they're listening on it, we do have the iHeartRadio link. And you can go to iHeartRadio.com or you can go to KTSMRadio.com. And either place will get you what we're talking about here right now as we speak. All right, we're going to have some trivia going on today, and we have some trivia questions that just came in. Also, we have a nice young lady. Just go ahead and grab that. We have a nice young lady who's usually a call screener, and her name is Shelley Sutherland. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Jackson, and everybody out there. This is a new experience for me.
Oh, you were here as a guest a time or two, because we happen to be on a topic that's near and dear to your history.
That's very true. I love the Mission Trail and the history around the Camino Real. And actually, the history in El Paso is the greatest and most unique in the whole world, in my opinion.
Well, it is. It's great stuff that a lot of people just don't know about. So Shelley Sutherland's in here. I may ask you at some point to go call Shelby on the phone and get him here by phone. You can get him on the phone, right?
Yes, I can. I'd be glad to do that.
Okay, so we're finding our guests are not totally aware of they were supposed to be here this morning, but the Mission Trail Association is our topic. And the topic being what it is, just to fill out the idea, we have a caller coming in. Sergio, let me know who that is. The topic this morning on the trivia will be about the Mission Trail Association. And also, we just let people know we have $20 in food coupons. Now, here's something you might want to be able to do, Shelley. Read some of those titles off, because we got DVDs to give away and or some $20 Peppies there. So what do you got?
So Jackson has Ghost Stories of El Paso, several different volumes, MacGuffin Home, Tom Lee's Experience in El Paso. There's a very good one about Waco Tanks. Also a good one about the Mexican Revolution.
You're not going to say there's a bad one, are you?
Of course not.
Okay, Mexican Revolution. And the revolution was how it was planned in El Paso. A lot of people don't know that the whole revolution that started basically in Chihuahua and northern Mexico, those guys came across to El Paso to do their planning. And they also bought their guns, they bought their ammo, they bought their uniforms, they bought influence. And we'll talk about that in the second hour today, because we have a guest by phone coming in, and he's been on before, and he on the second hour is going to talk about other propaganda things that we don't know about that he's now finding in this research. There was propaganda going on in the United States, like you're worried about it today in today's election. The Germans did it in 1914, 1915, and he found evidence of it, that way they were trying to influence America against Mexico to drive a wedge here. So he's second hour. He's got some books on that stuff, and we'll get to that at that point. The titles you read there, we got that figured out. Lunch today, we'll get to lunch today at some point, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Can you
can't go without lunch.
Can you do what we normally...
Can we go to Pepe's?
Do we get to go to Pepe's?
Maybe. That's a good idea. Let's invite the public to join us at Pepe's.
It's home of the one and only margarita.
You know how that goes. And yesterday or the day before was National Margarita Day.
Oh, that's right. So we should feel bright and happy about all this. All right, let's do a couple of things. If you don't mind, go try to get a hold of Shelby on the phone here and see if we can do that. Take your headphones off and come back in here. Because apparently our guests were not all aware that there was a show this morning. That's the way things go. But just use your phone number on the have him call in our 544-5876 line. All right, the idea at hand here is to talk about the El Paso Mission Trail Association, which we gladly do because of the history involved. It's always had some characters running the place. And today seems to be no different. But the Mission Trail Association itself was originated and formed by a guy who went down on the Mission Trail, decided to see what was going on down there. And he ended up pretty much funding and creating the Mission Trail Association of El Paso. And that is a guy named Sheldon Hall. Sheldon was an individual who liked El Paso history. He wasn't particularly an historian. But when it came time to understanding the history, he decided to go look into it. And one of the first things that he did when he went down on the Mission Trail, he ran into the Socorro Mission. And at the Socorro Mission, he realized the walls are falling in. The walls were actually literally falling down. And so he got out of his car. He had to shovel in the car. And he realized that one of the things wrong down there was the way they were diverting the water. And the water at the Socorro Mission was running right back into the mission. And if you build a wall out of adobe and then you put water all around the base of it, your wall will soon melt. And there's a couple of restaurants on the Mission Trail that look like that, if you know where to go. They have been there for a long time, had a flood or two, and literally the house melts down into the ground a little bit. So that's what was going on at the Socorro Mission when Sheldon Hall got there. And so he looked at the whole thing, went down to Santa Lazaria, which is not a mission church. It is a Presidio chapel, but also incredibly important on our mission trail because it is on the trail. It's at the place where, theoretically, and we can't prove it, but we think it's true, Oñate came across the river right about that location. And don't forget, at that time, the river was in a different place. So all that being the history of the mission trail, you've got the guy named Sheldon Hall, who went on a mission trail, took it upon himself to create the association of the El Paso Mission Trail Association, and that's what he did. And he didn't just stop at that. He was its leader for several years. He got the county and city people involved into funding some of their major programs. And another thing he did was he put his own money in, which is not all that common in El Paso, but when people understand the history and they have capacity, quite often they either volunteer whatever they got. And in his case, he could afford it. So for about 5 years, he funded the mission trail out of his pocket, he didn't take a director's salary, but he created one for the next people coming in, and they actually got a salary. But so Sheldon Hall is the one to be credited with the way that the Mission Trail Association was formed. It began as a nonprofit corporation, and it continues to this day. And what they've got is a couple of things down on the mission trail where they have taken – it's actually a city bus stop, the Nestor Valencia bus transfer station, and they have an office in there so they can help tourists get where they're going and show the tourists around on the Mission Trail. And now I believe they have a commuter bus service that the county has put in to go around from that area down to both the other churches on the main part of the Mission Trail. And so they're actually doing pretty good. They're actually promoting it where they can and doing what they can. And today, the idea is to talk about a fundraiser that the Mission Trail Association is actually putting it on tonight. And that Mission Trail Association fundraiser tonight is about flamenco dancing, because that's also part of the history of the Mission Trail. And the whole Renaissance idea of like the 1580s, back in that era, they were actually having a Renaissance in Spain. And part of that was the dance. So they were creating all kinds of dances and stories by dance. So the fundraiser tonight, it features the Danza Españolas. And they're going to Retorno al Hogar. And that's under the direction of Nina Gomez. A Spanish Night is the name of the event they're going on there. And Shelley, you back here? come pull up a chair here. I'm talking about what they're doing tonight. They're having an event. Do we get Sheldon?
Shelby's going to call in.
Fair enough. And we can hear what he has to say about this. So tonight they're having a fundraiser of the El Paso Mission Trail Association. They are uniting a bunch of dancers who've been down there doing this off and on for 25 years. So they went and pulled as many as they could. So they're going to have dancers from the first time, and then some of them as have been there long ago as 25 years, all performing together, and they're going to have a first-class production, and it'll be at La Cueva, C-U-E-V-A Theater, 10180 Socorro Road. That's a major event of the day. Contact information is Sylvia Barone, 851-9997. Probably a little busy this morning, she is, I guess. But she's the one who has requested the time here on the radio this morning. And so here we are talking about her event. $25 a ticket. It's today at 4 p.m. It's called A Spanish Night featuring Danzas Españolas. And so that's what they've got going on down there. Again, the tickets, I don't know if they still have them, but Studio Metropolis, Mission Valley Visitor Center, that's the one where that phone rings, 851-9997. So if you want to get them early, you can probably get them there or get them at the door. Escamilla's Fine Art Gallery also has them available. All right, Shelley, the idea of the Mission Trail, as I was explaining, is the need for promoting history. And it's your father who was the guy that I was explaining to the audience. It was your dad who came along and said, wait a minute, this Socorro Mission is actually falling in on itself because of the water. And
yeah.
So the whole idea was he got involved and said, what are we doing about this history?
Well, my father loved history. He was not an educated historian professionally or anything. He was in construction business, but he loved history, and he discovered that El Paso's history is unique and rich and deep. And just by chance, he passed by the Socorro Mission, as you said before, and he organized a group of people in the community who also believe in the history, the richness of our history, and they restored the Socorro Mission.
Go ahead and take that. Go ahead if you need it.
They restored the historic mission to as close to what it was as possible. They worked very hard to do the restoration accurately.
At some point, they ended up, as I understood it, they had some people come in from, I think, Las Cruces and places up the Mission Trail, up the Camino Real, who actually had been restoring adobes for quite a while. They brought those people in, and from what I understand, they replaced every adobe brick in that thing, almost 100%. Yeah, they did it a little at a time. I saw it. I was there, and they had the high school kids from the Keys Academy actually out there making, line one there, Sergio, actually making the adobes day after day, week after week, and of course with the El Paso sunshine. Bunch of kids on a Saturday come next week, they can take the forms off and just sit them aside. And I don't know how long it takes adobe to actually cure, but a couple of months, I would think. And they had adobes all over that place. And what they were doing was taking the old dirt that had washed out of the mission, piling it up, and then turning it back into bricks. They were recycling adobe bricks. All right, so we have, is this Shelby? Oh, I'm going to talk to Shelby. Shelby, good morning. We got you on the radio. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, Jackson. How are you doing this morning?
We're surviving nicely. We have all kinds of different things going on. Well, Melissa couldn't make it in this morning. I don't know what happened to Sylvia Barone. She's not here. And we thank you for coming in by phone. And as I understand it, you're the guy who now is the president of El Paso's Mission Trail Association.
That's right. I'm the president of Mission Trail Association, and I'm very happy to be part of this group. And I think that we have a lot of ideas and activities coming this year, and we're going to try to build a Mission Trail Association that's very sustainable and makes an impact on El Paso's rich cultural history.
Well, we were just discussing how it got started, and Shelley, you know, here is our call screener. It was her father, Sheldon, who just drove down there one day to see the history, and he was appalled at how the churches were falling apart. And so he took it upon himself, got involved, and so there's that. That started that. But since then, it has been coming and going with all kinds of people who are mean well and sometimes do well on leading the Mission Trail Association. How long have you been in that position as president, Shelby?
It would just really be the beginning of this year. Yes. So my position as president has begun in January.
Okay. So what is your interest? Why did you get involved in that part of El Paso's history?
You know, that's a very interesting question. I'm a Lower Valley boy. I grew up in Isleta, in the historic district of Isleta, about a block from Isleta High School, and I became very interested in our history the first time I read a book by Leon Metz.
Oh, yeah.
And the book was on John Selman. And so you know how kids are. We all get interested in gunfighters, and then come to find out that my little hometown of Isleta, Texas, was so rich in history. The Texas Ranger camp was down there off of Old County Road. And then we had Socorro and then the San Elizario. And, of course, I was always intrigued by the jail down in San Elizario.
Oh, my. Yes.
As a young teenager with a driver's license, practicing my driving, I'd drive down to San Elizario and I would stop. And that would have been, goodness gracious, in the mid-60s, and peering inside that jail and just dreaming of what San Elizario would have been like.
Well, see,
back in 1877, when that Salt War was going on, and when Billy the Kid was hanging out and trying to break people out of jail down in San Elizario. So I've been very much intrigued my entire life about the history of El Paso and its cultural heritage and its people, and
let me ask you this: how much
all that goes along with this marvelous city that we call home?
How much were you actually taught in school in Isleta? Because I was in EPISD, and they taught us nothing about local history.
You know, I'll tell you. Actually, we were required to take Texas history.
Yeah, Texas history. That's different.
But we did not really focus on El Paso's history, other than you would have a Texas history teacher who would talk to us about the lost gold mine, you know, the lost Padre gold mine, and that kind of thing.
Really?
So there you would go into to how could we find that lost gold mine, and then the story that you could look from the bell tower at the church in Juarez at a certain time, and the shadows would fall on the exact location of the lost mine.
Have you tried that? Did you ever try that?
So if you have a good teacher, even if it's not part of the curriculum, if you have a good teacher and they want to teach you Texas history, they have to really talk about where we are in the heritage of our home.
Well, Shelby, I got to tell you what. Can you stay on the line here? We need to take a break. I would need to put you on hold. Shelby McHugh, MCCUE, as I got it right here, right?
That's correct.
All right. And you are now the president of the El Paso Mission Trail Association. Thank you for being with us by phone. Let me put you on hold and sit there a minute or two, and we'll come back and talk to you more, because there's a lot of intriguing history, including how many times have you gone looking for the Padre mine? That's another matter. Dude, I'm still looking for it, but if I find it, should I tell you? There's a question for you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe you can just share it with just me, Jack.
Yeah, sure. You and the radio guys. All right, hold on a second, Shelby. We'll get back to you in a minute or two. We're going to actually try a trivia moment or two here. Who knows how that's going to work? Melissa Sargent did send in the trivia questions, and I've got them right here. Let's see if I actually asked them one. Oh, what was the first Thanksgiving feast held by Don Juan de Oñate? When was it? What was the first Thanksgiving feast held? What year? By Don Juan de Oñate after he crossed the Rio Grande. I didn't specifically say that, but if you're a student of history here, you might know that. What's the date of the first Thanksgiving as they held it in San Elizario? Just a year is all we're looking for there. And another question might be, name the guy who helped start the El Paso Mission Trail Association. There's another question for you. And, we're going to have Shelley go back on the phones there and see who might want to call. And the number is 544-5876. These are pretty easy because we've got DVDs in the balance. And if you've got a lot of DVDs, thank you. If you don't have them all, there's a good way to get one for free. And even if you have them all, take one, send it to your kids or some cousin somewhere. 544-5876. The two questions are, what year was the claim here for the first Thanksgiving? And who's the guy that started the Mission Trail Association? Just in there talking about it. Again, 544-5876. We shall be back in just a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Felix Castañón would like your vote on March 6th for the 243rd District Court Judge. With almost 20 years' experience and currently holding the position of Trial Team Chief for the El Paso County Public Defender's Office, he needs your vote to help bring justice to the people in the community of El Paso with commitment and fairness. Felix Castañón is an outstanding candidate for the 243rd District Court. Remember, early voting starts February 20th and goes through March 2nd. Vote for Felix Castañón.
Political advertising paid for by the Felix Castañón campaign in compliance with voluntary limits of the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
When it comes to voting in Texas, remember to
bring it to the booth.
If you plan to vote and possess or can reasonably obtain one of the 7 acceptable forms of photo identification, you need to
bring it to the booth.
These include photo IDs like your Texas driver license, your Texas election identification certificate, or your U.S. passport. If you don't possess and cannot reasonably obtain an acceptable form of photo identification, you can fill out a reasonable impediment declaration form at the polls and present an acceptable form of supporting identification, like a recent utility bill or your voter registration certificate.
This is Secretary of State Rolando Pavlos reminding you that you can find more information on voter identification requirements, including a complete list of acceptable photo IDs and supporting identification for those who qualify, at votetexas.gov or by calling 1-800-252-VOTE. And remember,
bring it to the booth!
iHeartRadio celebrates the contributions of African-American artists to every style of music, from funk to jazz, blues to hip-hop, and so much more. Hear music from the artists that inspired generations of musicians and continue to influence pop culture today. Aretha, Jay-Z, Michael, Marvin, Tupac, Diana Ross, and so many more. Listen to their special playlists or an iHeartRadio original station like Urban Pop Classics and Motown Sounds, providing the soundtrack to Black History Month all February.
The El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got full phone lines here. People think they know stuff. Just to let you know, we're on Facebook, El Paso History Radio Show. Check us out there. You can also leave a message for us there, and we've had 3,145 people looking at that little announcement since Thursday night when I put it up on online, Facebook. 3,145, and that's just Facebook. So we know somebody's out there. We have that sense. Also, when we fill the number out and give away food, they do seem to call. We'll get to Anna and Brad in just a moment. Just to let you know a couple of things going on in history. The War Eagles Air Museum, boy, they're doing it this year. It'll be in April 4, 5, and 6, April 4, 5, and 6, War Eagles Air Museum. Mark your calendars. The Collings Foundation bringing their B-17, the B-24, the B-25, and their P-51, all of them at once for 3 days, and you can buy rides on these things. You're going to have to really want to get a ride on that P-51, but you can do it. Selling rides, you have lots of opportunity. Call the museum, 575-589-2000, 575-589-2000. They had the tri-motor in here a couple of years ago. It got so booked up they had to turn people away. So they're bringing the whole Air Force this time. Genealogy Society meeting in March on the 8th. Daughters of the Republic of Texas, Friday, March the 9th. Harvey Girls, March the 12th. Southwest Chapter Railroad Locomotive, March 14th. Corral of the Westerners, back on March 16th. And Club Friendship, March 27th. All these people dealing with El Paso history a whole lot. Okay, looking at who we have on the phone here, let's go to Anna. Anna, you were first to call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for trivia?
Yes, I heard the second question. I turned on my radio and I had a shortage and it went back on the Mission Trail question.
Yes, ma'am. We have Mission Trail is our topic this morning. One was what's the date, the year, just the year of the first Thanksgiving? The second one is, who is the guy who started the Mission Trail Association?
I think the Mission Trail Association was started by Sheldon Hall.
Absolutely, and he just took it on himself.
That's great.
We all have to thank him and for doing that, because nobody told him to do that. And he didn't know the history until he went down there and stuck his nose in it, and he started reading stuff. Come to find out, that's amazing history. What are your thoughts on that history?
You know, I think the history of this whole entire city is fantastic. I don't think people know enough about it, and once they get into it, it's hard to put it down. It's a very, very, you know, I had a grandfather who came from Doñana, and, you know, they used to tell stories as kids instead of fairy tales. We heard about Billy the Kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know that? And you know what? It was hard to sleep after that, but we got a lot of information.
some of this history is spooky. But it's also real of what happened in El Paso. It's fabulous. And it's just always amazed me at how what we don't know. I was 45 years old, had returned back to El Paso after a career as a TV guy in D.C., and figured out, okay, I want to know what this history is. You look back at what the school systems are doing, they do have Texas history, some in the fourth grade, some in the seventh grade, but like we've said earlier, it's up to
not enough.
Well, it's up to the teacher to try to squeeze in El Paso history.
Well, you know, when I went to Loretto Academy and we visited the old cemeteries, our field trips weren't to movies and rodeos; they were to the historical parts of El Paso.
Oh boy.
And it made a difference.
Well, yes, and at the cemeteries, you could find 100 people to go check out who they were, like a Concordia.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you go to the Concordia History Day they have in the fall? It's just fabulous.
I haven't been, and I wanted to go, but a couple of years ago, I had a bad accident. And you know what? I wanted to go the other day to the old cemetery there, you know, in between the Jewish cemetery is in between it there. And I wanted to go to the cemetery to see something, and I thought, no, my daughter told me you can't go because it's been raining and there's, you know, the landscape isn't the best right now, but I want to go. I want to go so bad.
It's open.
But go ahead.
Well, it's open for tours, too.
Yes, I need to go.
Well, that's another matter we can help you get to this, and you don't have to wait till October when they have that big event. All right, let's do this. Anna, you ended up winning. What you need here is either a Pepe certificate for $20 or one of these DVDs.
How about the Pepe certificate?
Well, how about Pepe's? Pepe's is good. And you know that's historic recipes. It's not old food. It's new food with old recipes.
Oh, I remember Griggs. Oh, gosh, yes.
Have you been there?
I've been to Pepe's, yes. It's wonderful.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Anna gets awarded at Pepe's, and Shelley's doing duty in there as a call screener. So, Anna, hold on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Same to you. Hold on there. All right, we got Brad on the phone, Brad on the radio. Hey, Brad, how's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Surviving nicely. Can you answer the other question?
I believe so. I didn't hear you guys say it, but I looked it up on the Texas Almanac website.
You've had time. Yes, you have.
According to that, it was April 30th, 1598.
Definitely 1598.
Okay.
And do you know what that date signifies? That's the right word, signifies?
No, I don't.
Well, that's when they had their first Thanksgiving, theoretically, if you discount the one that happened in Florida, because that was already an established Spanish institution. This was the first time Spain had actually gone in to try to colonize somebody. So they came by here. Oñate, as soon as he got across the river and stuck the flag in, he read a proclamation. That made him empowered by the King of Spain. Now, this is all,
okay.
You know, it's all in their minds, right? The Indians looking up said, who the hell are you? And of course, these guys had better guns, and they found out who they were. But the first Thanksgiving, April 30, 1598, is the correct answer. What I have left are a bunch of DVDs here.
Yeah, I'd love to watch your DVD on ghost stories, if you still have that one available.
Oh, I've actually got three of them in here. Let me tell you what they are. Ghost Stories of El Paso, Volume 4. By the time we got to 4, we knew better what we were doing. And we took the people through the cemetery at Smeltertown, as well as the entire smelter itself at night, with a lady who said, I said, why are we doing this? Because I don't need to hear a ghost squeak. And the answer was, we need to release them. They're stuck here. Like, okay.
That got into serious. That got into some serious business, dude. So that's Ghost Stories of El Paso, Volume 4. Can we hand you that one?
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
All right, fair enough. Thanks for calling up. Shelley will come on the phone and tell you how to pick this up. They have things, rules they play with here at the radio station.
And give me your Facebook page again.
Yes, it's El Paso History Radio Show.
Okay, because I came across some very important new information on Billy the Kid recently.
Oh.
I interviewed a man whose grandmother had ties to him, and it's not going to change history, but it's kind of another piece of the puzzle. I took a digital recorder and recorded the man. I interviewed him about 20 minutes.
Excellent.
And I want to get this into the hands of the right people, so I'm going to send you a message on Facebook about that.
Well, not only that, give me your contact info if you like. We'll put you and your recording on the air if you think it's worthy.
I'll let you decide on that.
Fair enough.
Maybe if I can compress it, maybe it's about a 20-minute. Edit it down.
No, we can deal with this. Just give me your contact info. We'll talk about it.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Brad, thank you. Don't go away. Shelly will tell you how to pick up your DVD, all right?
Okay.
All right, hold on. If Brad's on, too. Brad gets a Ghost 4 DVD. We're about to do some more radio, but we got to do some more commercials. Isn't that correct, Sergio? Yes, it is. The man in the control room doing the electrons is none other than Sergio Valenzuela. His real name is Sergio Valenzuela. We just like to do that. And Shelley is doing the phones and occasionally coming here talking. It's that kind of busy day. All right, we shall be back in just a moment after this message.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Hey there, it's Reese.
And Irvy.
From the franchise concept, Reese and Irvy's. By now you've heard about our patented frozen yogurt vending robots that serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with 6 amazing toppings in less than 60 seconds.
To date, we've sold over 200 franchises, 1,000 robots, and we're officially labeled as one of the hottest franchise opportunities of 2018.
With no employees, no rent, no brick and mortar shops, just fully automated robots that work for you and deliver instant customer satisfaction. Revenue for you, smiles for them.
We secure our franchisees' high foot traffic locations like cinemas, hotels, tourist attractions, colleges, and malls. From installation to instant sensation, we provide you all the tools for Froyo success.
No experience is necessary, and full and part-time franchise opportunities are available.
To find out if your territory is still available, go to froyofranchising.com to learn more, and be sure to enter promo code 2525. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2525.
I'm Dan Longoria, president of Mattress Firm.
And I'm Walter Alvarez, president of iHeartMedia El Paso. Did you know there are people right here in our community that go to bed hungry every night?
Over 91,000 people in El Paso don't have enough food to eat. So Mattress Firm and iHeartMedia have teamed up with El Pasoans Fighting Hunger to tackle this very important problem.
Make sure to listen to News Talk 690 AM on Friday, March 2nd for a big announcement and important news on how you can make a difference.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
A judge might be the most important person you meet on the worst day of your life. And when you do, you want a judge who is fair, experienced, compassionate, and who knows and respects the law. As your next judge for County Court of Law No. 1, I will bring my 17 years' experience and will treat everyone with dignity and respect while looking at fairness and justice for all. My name is Ruth Reyes, and I humbly ask for your vote.
Political ad paid for by Ruth Reyes.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here. We got Shelley Sutherland sitting in this chair. And you're running back and forth doing phones and sitting here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This is kind of a good challenge for the day.
Well, not only that, this is a subject you know. It's El Paso Mission Trail Association. And we have Shelby McHugh on the phone here. We'll talk to him in just a moment. I just want to do a couple of quick announcements and let you know that the folks in Alamogordo are doing the Trinity site again. That's April 7. Now's the time to think about it because they take a bus tour from Alamogordo across the desert to the Trinity site. And you know what that was, right? The first nuclear explosion that we're aware of. On the planet happened out there just north of Alamogordo. So they're going to do a tour out there. They do it twice a year, and that's going to be kind of bizarre. And that's not until April 7, but if you know about it now, there's only so many seats on their bus.
Yeah, I think it fills up pretty quickly, so people should make a reservation.
Well, call them up there at the museum. You can get a hold of them, 575-437-2840. And or you can just go on your own, but you don't get the bus ride, the sack lunch, the tour, and we have a, I think you have a beer if you want on the bus. I don't know about that. But anyway, so there's some ideas.
I don't think you should promote that if we don't know for sure.
Well, then I'm not in charge of that. Okay, shall we go back to where we are on the Mission Trail Association? And we do have, we have all kinds of people coming in here. We do also have on the phone here, we've got Shelby McHugh. Shelby, good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we talked about the fundraiser going on tonight. Can you tell me a little bit about the location of that event?
Yes, it's at La Cueva Theater, which is located at 10180 Socorro Road, there in Socorro, Texas. And it's an absolutely wonderful venue for something like we're having tonight, Danzas Españolas Retorno al Hogar, which returning to home. And the program will consist of all of this fabulous flamenco dancing. We'll have some poetry reading in Spanish. You know, the Spanish language is just full of wonderful, wonderful poetry. And so we'll have some of that. Then we'll have a little bit of sangria.
Uh-oh.
You have to have a little bit of sangria with your flamenco and your poetry, don't you agree?
Yeah, sure. I was talking about beer on a bus trip, so why not? But now, a designated driver is a good idea, however.
And the La Cueva Theater is such an interesting place. I think it goes back perhaps into the early 1800s as a Spanish hacienda, and it would have extended from Socorro Road there on the Mission Trail all the way back to the river.
And La Cueva is where you're having this event tonight.
Yes, La Cueva. It is just a wonderful venue. The acoustics are fantastic. I had visited La Cueva a few weeks ago when I had some people in from out of town and ran into a Mexican architect, last name I believe was Parkman, who is in the building, and they're starting to really make some architectural improvements and changes, and it's just going to be a fantastic venue, not just for the venue that we're having today at 4 o'clock, but also I think it will be a great venue for exciting events to come. I'm hoping that we will have some music down there. My dream is to maybe have jazz at La Cueva and have these kinds of things.
Well, that's owned by Jonathan Hernandez, who's also, we expected him in here this morning. Maybe he didn't get the memo either. But he actually, I believe, is the guy responsible for now taking care of the place and fixing it up.
They are a wonderful family and great stewards of our architectural heritage and the need. They recognize the need for preservation of these historic sites and these historic buildings. And so, yes, we're very much indebted into that family for what they're doing along the Mission Trail.
We're talking now with Shelby McHugh, and referring to the location of La Cueva Theater is 10180 Socorro Road. Also, Shelby, we're going to have things are changing here this morning quickly, and we now have another co-host. Good morning to Wendy Polk.
Well, good morning, Jackson Polk. How you doing? Sorry I'm a little late.
Well, I didn't know you're coming, so I'm glad we have a place for you.
Well, I had to wait for the antibiotics to kick in.
Oh, you're having that kind of week?
Yeah, but I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm happy to be here
this
morning.
Well, meet Shelby. Shelby's on the phone.
Good morning, Shelby. How are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing much better, and I've really enjoyed listening to what you have to say about the Mission Trail Association and La Cueva. That sounds like a very cool place. But I've got an important question to ask, if I may.
Okay.
Tell us about how people can take tours of the missions. What do you have to do? Who do you have to contact? Can you just go on your own? Do you have to set it up ahead of time?
Well, yeah, thank you for asking that question. What we do is we provide tour guides for people who want to tour the three missions.
Yeah.
Mostly what we do is to provide tours for children's groups.
Oh, nice.
And so, it's so important for us to have children engage with the history, kind of a hands-on, standing on the site.
Yep.
Standing on the places where all of these exciting events happened, standing on that place where in 1598 you could have seen a caravan 7 miles long of Juan Onate in that caravan.
Can you imagine that?
So, and that is such an important goal and mission for the Mission Trail Association.
Well, thank you for doing what you're doing.
If you will call the Mission Trail Association number, and I don't, Shelley has got that number.
I've got it right here. 851-9997. 851-9997. And Shelby, we have a caller with a question. I'm going to put you on hold, take the caller. You'll hear the question, and we'll come back to you. Can you hold on a second? All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Jorge, got you on the phone here, got you on the radio. What's your question?
I wanted to ask Shelby because he is from the Lower Valley, and I used to go through the Lower Valley myself as a child. And I recall that the Lower Valley, where Yarborough is, it didn't used to be like it is now. I wanted to ask him if he can recollect how the configuration of Yarborough used to be previously. Oh,
that's on the trail, but I'm not sure he has that one. Thank you for the call. I'm going to drop you off and talk to Shelby.
Jack,
Shelby,
yeah,
you got that one?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
growing up in Isleta, where Yarborough was, I remember when the Yarborough overpass was not there. And what was there was San Jose Street and that wonderful, wonderful Catholic church made of adobe that was recently torn down. I think the Catholic Church was going to try to fix it, but it had been neglected so long.
Oh, right, the one that was cracking and...
Well, no, that was Fabian's. That was Fabian's.
Okay.
Well, that is right. That church was located almost underneath the Yarborough Overpass. It was a little further to the east.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember growing up when Yarborough was not there, you would just... stay on San Jose, and there was no Yarborough. There was Yarborough, but there was no overpass. And so that was the kind of configuration. And then now Yarborough stops right there at Alameda, and when you turn left on Alameda, the first thing you saw was another old historic adobe home that's now since gone. It was the Bavarian German restaurant.
Oh, right.
I don't know if y'all remember that.
It's been a while. The history in the valley has morphed a bit more than I'm used to. I'm a central El Paso kid. I was taken down on the mission trail by my grandmother way back. So I saw those white churches. I saw little adobes as a child, and I had no clue what I was looking at, and I figured it out when I was 45, came back to El Paso. Shelby, I did not realize that the mission trail and the Camino Real are the same road.
They are.
Yes, that is exactly right. And Jackson, again, I'm glad that you have brought that up, because one of the objectives of the Mission Trail will be to engage that community that lives right on that trail to understand why that trail is historic.
Oh, yeah.
And how do we get community engagement? Because the wonderful people that live up and down that 9 mile corridor are such an important stakeholder for us.
Well,
and and from that I can segue into what I'd like to talk about a little bit, Paso County has provided a grant program where we can assist people to upgrade their property, maybe take down some of the chain link fences and maybe put up a more historic fence that would fit into the historic setting they're in. There's also a program that we can help businesses upgrade their business locations with a more of a historic facade. And so the idea is that we create a 9-mile corridor connecting the churches and the missions into a chain of very attractive places to go and visit and see and travel down. And part of that will be community engagement and letting us work with that community as stakeholders to improve where they live and to assist in El Paso's efforts in cultural heritage tourism that is so important for our area.
That sounds like a terrific program.
Oh, my God.
It also sounds like something that would be helpful in economic development. Cultural tourism and cultural heritage tourism in particular and economic development are not opposed.
Exactly right. That's such an important reminder for us that they work hand in hand. The cultural heritage, economic tourism, if we can get businesses engaged, and, you know, it would be my dream for us to improve the shuttle system that goes on. Maybe we could have, you know, people load up there at the Mission Trail Association, and we could have... you know how you have those buses where people sit on the roof and they're kind of going down the trail and we have a speaker.
The double-deckers.
About all those historic buildings and activities. And so they understand the concept of the first Thanksgiving and how important it is. And let me say also that the city of Socorro has at least tentatively agreed to help us to fund the first Thanksgiving in April.
And,
that's terrific. So
wouldn't it be wonderful for the city of Socorro if they could be known as the city of the first Thanksgiving
and the
economic development and heritage tourism that could evolve around that idea?
You know where the second oldest Catholic church is in America, in Texas?
The second?
Yeah.
San Antonio?
No. Socorro Mission. The Socorro Mission, because it was founded a day after the Isleta Mission, which was the oldest Catholic church in Texas. All right, Shelby, we need to take a break here. Hold on
it
a second.
The oldest.
Isleta is the oldest. All right, Shelby, hold on there. We'll be back in a second here with you. And that's Shelby McHugh. He is the president of the El Paso Mission Trail Association. And we'll talk to him further in a minute about the details of a fundraiser they're doing tonight. And Wendy Polk, here you are. Thank you for rousting out. It's been that kind of disjointed morning. But guess what? We're surviving nicely. Can you read the phone number for the kind people at home?
If you'd like to call and be part of this program, call us at 544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
El Paso's homegrown candidate, Ricardo Samaniego, has years of management experience and leadership skills from his background as a corporate leader. Samaniego has the strength needed to lead and organize. We need a candidate that can manage the county like a chief executive officer. Samaniego, the clear choice for El Paso County.
A legacy of service.
I'm Ricardo Samaniego, and I approve this message.
Political advertising sponsored by the Committee to Elect Ricardo Samaniego for County Judge.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, Jack.
3, 4, 10. Oh, there we are, testing one of the. You never know around here what's going to work, what's not going to work. But we're doing Mission Trail. Be back to Shelby in a second here. Wendy has now come into the house and will help us on the second hour as well. Second hour, German influence. We hadn't heard about this stuff.
Bye.
German influence that has gone on in the history, and we just didn't hear about it. A guy been doing the research.
Germany, Mexican Revolution, things like that.
Oh, my, and it's stuff that was...
Spies.
You know, just like today's fake news, they were doing that back then.
You know, there's nothing new about fake news. But
It's old fake news. They just changed the subject. And by the way, there are those of us who are going to Pepe's for lunch today.
Ah, well, have a great time.
Uh-huh. You may not make it. Okay. Wendy may not make it. All right. But in the meantime, just to let you know real quick, there's all kinds of hikes coming up on the mountain. They have one on the 4th of March, a women only anniversary celebration on the 17th of March, last Sunday hike on the 25th. Call them up there if you want to get involved, and they're 562-9899. That's the Weiler Tramway. They can tell you about the hikes. And you got one Scenic Sunday coming up here.
This is a terrific event. If you don't know what Scenic Sunday is, the city closes Scenic Drive every Sunday morning so people can walk, bike, do whatever they want to do. But on Sunday, April 29th, from 8 to 11 a.m., there will be a walk through history with a bunch of very impressive presenters, including Eric Kappas talking about geology. He's at Southwestern University, Phil Goodell from UTEP, Melissa Aris from the Texas Trail Society, and this guy, Jackson Polk, who really knows his history.
Oh, the guy called about the Padre. Oh, no, it was Shelby talking
about
the Padre.
Yeah, he was talking about the
Shelby. Hey, Shelby, I'll get you back on the air in a second here, Shelby.
So anyway, Sunday, April 29th, 8 to 11 a.m., kind of early, but, you know, put this on your calendar because that's the time, not only beautiful views, great history, great people that you can listen to and talk to and ask questions, be there. Thank you.
Back with Shelby now. Shelby, you want to go on that hike, I bet. We got Shelby here somewhere?
Yes, I am right here.
Oh, there you are. We keep losing people. But no, that hike we're going to go on that 29th of April, that's way in the future. But I tell you now to get ready for it because I will probably explain some things about the Lost Padre Mine that I don't tell them on the radio.
Oh, really?
Well, because there's liability.
Why not?
Liabilities involved. And if you hear it from me, it's hearsay on the mountain. Anyway, all right. Shelby, we got about a minute left here. The big deal is tonight for the Mission Trail Association?
Yes, that's right. It's Danzas Españolas, Retorno al Hogar, Returning Home. And it will be at 4 o'clock today at a wonderful, wonderful venue that you have to come out and see, La Cueva Theater, 10180 Socorro Road. It's right across from what was the old Bookery.
Oh, yes. I know that place.
Well,
that's a good thing to do, and we'll ask you again probably down in April. We're going to talk more about the celebrations you have coming up in Socorro. We're out of time today, but Shelby McHugh, President of the El Paso Mission Trail Association, thank you for joining us today.
It was my pleasure, Jackson. I hope to be able to join you again in the very near future.
We'll see you on the trail, dude.
Thanks.
Thanks
a lot.
You take her easy. Shelby McHugh, Mission Trail Association President. And give our regards to Sylvia Barone down there. She organizes all these things that go on.
Yep.
It's very interesting. All right, Wendy Polk, you're going to stick around for next hour?
I think I might.
Guess what we're getting into? Mexican Revolution. The Plan de San Diego with the German agent Arnold Kermel Heller. He went to the Southwest telling lies.
Double agents.
See you after the news with more Mexican Revolution stuff.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments.
We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
On March 6th for the 243rd District Court Judge. With almost 20 years' experience and currently holding the position of Trial Team Chief for the El Paso County Public Defender's Office, he needs your vote to help bring justice to the people in the community of El Paso with commitment and fairness. Felix Castañon is an outstanding candidate for the 243rd District Court. Remember, early voting starts February 20th and goes through March 2nd. Vote for Felix Castañon.
Political advertising paid for by the Felix Castañon campaign in compliance with voluntary limits of the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
NBC News Radio. I'm Lisa Campbell. More Florida deputies have been accused of not responding to last week's mass shooting. A deputy assigned to protect the school resigned this week after it was revealed he didn't enter the building, and now three more Broward County Sheriff's deputies have been accused of failing to go inside. The deputies reportedly hid behind their cars, weapons drawn. Florida Governor Rick Scott now says he has a plan to slow school shootings.
We will require all individuals purchasing firearms to be 21 or older.
He also says he wants beefed up security, more officers.
Today I'm calling for a mandatory law enforcement officer in every public school.
Scott is asking the state legislature for nearly $500 million to boost school safety. The NRA losing corporate partners because of backlash from the Florida shooting. The hashtag BoycottNRA is naming companies with ties to the National Rifle Association, and it's picking up steam. The boycott putting pressure on companies to end discount programs for the NRA. Enterprise, Hertz, and Avis are among the companies that are severing ties with the gun lobby. Symantec and MetLife also announcing that their NRA discount programs have been halted. Also taking lives, the flu.
The CDC reports there were 13 new flu-related pediatric deaths last week, bringing the total to 97 this season. According to the center, the flu remains widespread in 48 states, but says the number of people visiting doctors for flu-like symptoms dropped last week. The CDC adds the vaccines are about 25% less effective at preventing the flu, but still believe.